Damien from Marketing Food Online, and today I've got a handful actually of great questions. I'm going to get into some subscriber questions, but I'm going to break them up into individual videos because the questions that I'm looking at here on my laptop are definitely really, really good ones. So I'm going to get into a little more detail and depth as to how and what you can do with your food business. So let's get right to it. So it is Damien from Marketing Food Online, and as always, we are the number one premier food entrepreneur channel here on YouTube, and I've got a great bunch of questions, and I'm going to break them up into individual videos, but I'm going to make them really short and sweet and to the point because I've had a lot of similar questions about these same types of questions, so I thought I'd actually do a video instead of a handful of questions all at one time. So this one actually comes from Vero Beach Foodie. Thank you again very much for the question and always, as always, watching my videos. The question is about FBA and Amazon. So really quick rundown, if you're not familiar with it, Amazon has a program called FBA, and that is Fulfillment by Amazon. So it's actually a service where you could take your food product, like some protein bars, which I don't make these, by the way, protein bars, and you can take and send that product into FBA, actually Amazon's warehouse. What they'll do is they will warehouse it, and then you will get a notification when it gets sold. They will pull the product, they will package it and ship it directly to your customer, and they, of course, they do charge you a fee for that. But it is a great way to utilize Amazon's resources, and then, of course, utilizing their fulfillment centers. Now, are there other types of fulfillment centers that you can use that do the exact same thing as Amazon? Yes, there are these facilities that are set up that can fulfill all types of products. Some of the best products, of course, have, when it relates to food, have a really good shelf life, and they're definitely available to withstand heat and temperature fluctuations because warehouses aren't always, of course, kept at a certain temperature. But before I dive too much into that that's a whole nother video. Let me get this question out. Now, one thing you got to remember about Amazon FBA for a food product is there are some requirements, some things that you can and some things that you can't send in. One of the things is when a product is in a glass bottle or anything glass that could break, they actually do a they check on products when they are in those types of containers or packaging by handling what they know known as a drop test. So it's actually the ability for your product to withstand a drop. If it happens to take place, if somebody is in the warehouse pulling the product from the shelf and they happen to drop it, which actually does happen, whether or not your packaging can withstand that. Now, if it doesn't, when it's glass related, I'll tell you the truth. Most of the time, most glass products are not recommended for that type of a setting. But the question that he was asking, or Vero Beach was actually asking, was in regards to can they still fulfill their own orders if it's in a glass container? The answer is yes, you can, but you need to make sure that you're obviously packaging it really, really well. And when it deals with shipping multiples of glass products in the same packaging, you need to truly, really make sure that you've got it wrapped in bubble wrap and enough either newsprint packing paper or whatever it is you're using, that you have enough of that to withstand any potential dropping of the box. So if you're using Amazon to sell a product that happens to be in a glass bottle, just make sure when you fulfill the order yourself, that you've got it packed ridiculously well. So I do hope that answers the question. You can definitely do that. What I would recommend is if you have someone, as you mentioned in your question, who has a product that is in a glass bottle, try to look into other variations of packaging so you can utilize Amazon FBA, because if you truly want to take advantage of the service, you need to have it in some type of a container that's going to not break, that could be handled, that could be moved from shelf to shelf or from shelf to a box. So potentially a really good plastic or some type of container that may suit the product, and then that way you could still utilize FBA, and you can actually do both. You can sell it in a glass jar if you want and then still fulfill your orders, or just transition into a really nice plastic bottle or container. A lot of retail stores, if you go into them and you look at liquids, if you look at sauces, things that have been put into plastic containers, there's a multitude of products, even salad dressings. A lot of them had made transitions into some type of plastic, because what happens is a retail store level, when I worked at a retail food store, I can tell you many times there have been cases that get dropped on the floor, and that just causes a big deal because the product doesn't get sold, and there's a credit, and there's a chargeback, and a whole bunch of other issues. So if you have the opportunity to transition into a different packaging, I highly recommend that. And then that way you could take advantage of any type of fulfillment service without having to always think in the back of your mind, oh, I hope they don't drop it. I hope it doesn't break. So I hope that answers your question. Definitely look into a multitude of different packaging, and then we'll get to the next video. And as always, if you guys have questions, please do, before I go, let me know down below. And I will get to them as soon as I possibly can. Thanks, guys.